Rick Meredith joining me from the Hamilton Walters Marine Corps League. He is a veteran of the Marine Corps, 4 years in the Marine Corps, and he has been with the Hamilton. How long, Rick, have you been with Hamilton Walters Marine Corps League?
Oh, Steve, that's a tough question. I'm guessing probably 14, 15 years.
And again, the Marine, we talk a lot. Todd Lang joins me every week when we talk about the Toys for Tots. And the Toys for Tots is really that is the centerpiece of what you guys do. You do a lot of other things too. I know you do military salutes at funerals.
Yeah. We do parades.
You do parades.
We actually do a meal once a night, once a month at the hospice house. We do a lot. You know, we're out there.
You're out there, and again. But the Toys for Tots is your big deal, and this is really, we've got an event happening on Saturday. It's the Ham and Bean Supper, and this is one that people wait for. But it's what it is. This is your biggest fundraiser of the year.
Oh, Steve, this is our only fundraiser. Hopefully, we rely on what we make on this one fundraiser, and normally it gets us through the year, no problem at all.
Well, I was going to say it's your only fundraiser, but I have talked to Todd, and I said, you know, Todd, what do you really need? He said, cash is always king.
Cash does it, yes.
Because he says no matter what people put in those boxes, cash allows you to fill in those gaps, and you serve an awful lot of kids.
Yeah, we do, Steve. And I want to say that Toys for Tots, if you talk to a lot of the league members, Toys for Tots is why they joined the league, is to be with Toys for Tots. And now we've opened up a Toys for Tots South, which is in Lee County, in Clark County, Missouri. So
right.
It's a big thing. It's a good thing. And this community needs a pat on the back because they support us fabulously, and we want to thank them for everything that this community, the people, the businesses do for us.
And you've been doing Toys for Tots. Do you know how long Toys for Tots has been around?
Todd's been doing it here. Todd said 26 years.
Wow. That's a long, yeah, and it's, but you've got it down. You know, you've developed the science of this thing. It's a lot different than it was 15 years ago.
You bet we have. And I'll be truthful with you. There's several other organizations out there that went online and they mimic what we do. They do their toy drives a lot like we do.
Well, the other thing is, one of the things that you do is that you cross-reference anybody. You can't. There's no double dipping.
We try not to.
Least not that you're aware of. But it's and really what happened. Now the pandemic did change things for a year. It did change things for a year, didn't it?
It changed things for a year for us, and it for everybody. I mean, the whole country was changed, but for us, part of the fun with us is to meet the people, talk to people, and we didn't get a chance to do that.
And when they come down there, you guys set it up. It's like a giant toy store.
It's a huge, huge store. It really is.
We've done it by an appointment. You have everybody gets a postcard telling them when to come.
Yes, sir.
No longer are those long lines there.
When they come in, they register with us. We give them a postcard that they fill out their address on, and we mail it to them with a time to show up along with that card, and then we go shopping.
And no registration, no card.
Well, you know, we try that, but there's always somebody who can't make it.
We do understand that.
We have a motto that, hey, it's for the kids.
I do know, and we've talked to Todd about it. I said, what do you do with the toys that are left over? He says, we give them to the other organizations.
We do. We do a lot of it. Now, we do save some, and I'll be honest with you. A few weeks ago, there was a house burned down in Cahokia, Missouri, and I got a hold of the people.
Okay.
And I said, hey, they had three kids. Can we help you get toys for your kids? We can help you with that. Well, they come over there to our warehouse, and we fill them up with a car full of toys.
That's great. Anyway, it is Saturday night. It is going on. 5 to 7:30. It's the ham and bean supper. Now, this is your ham and beans. They are legendary.
Yes, sir, they are. They are people. We have people from all over the area, believe it or not, coming down to our ham and bean supper.
And I know you've got other stuff to. I know you have other stuff that goes along with that too, right?
Yeah, you know, we have a ham and bean cornbread, and we have any kind of a condiment you would want. We have drinks, we have desserts, we have cookies, cakes, pies.
But you also have something that very few people have, and it's probably one of the biggest deals that you do have. You got an awful lot of businesses and people that are donating stuff, all of your door prizes. You got door prizes galore.
We got a lot of door prizes. And that's what I say. The businesses in this country, they don't hesitate to hand out. Whatever we need, they give it to us. And yes, I've been working on door prizes for 2 weeks now.
Now this is, you can dine in, you can carry out, you can pick up, any of those things you want to do. You don't have to be present to win. We've been giving away tickets, last week and this week. And what, we've got is that we're filling out the stubs for everybody. So they don't even have to put them in the hopper.
There you go. See, and $5 for all you can eat in ham and beans. If you like ham and beans and cornbread, this is the night you want to save and come down.
Yeah, not only does it help the Toys for Tots, not only does it help the Hamilton Walters Marine Corps League, but it also, again, it helps you. You can win a nice prize and a door prize, but you're also showing your support for Hamilton Walters
exactly.
when you come on down too.
My job when I have that meal, I'm the coordinator for it. I walk around. I talk to people. I see a table with a couple little old ladies. I sit down with them. I talk to them and say, "Hey, ladies, what can we do to make this better?" I've never ever had a complaint.
There
and
you go.
I want complaints because I want to get better.
Now, last year, what did you just? I think it was just all pickup.
It was all pickup, and it was horrible. We hated it, but we did very well.
Okay. Well, regardless, it's back to us. I've got quotes now. I'm putting my fingers up in quotes and saying normal. Well, by golly, we hope normal is here awfully darn soon.
We hope so. The health department told me they have no restrictions. You guys go have a good time. So that's what we're going to do.
All right. Rick Meredith, Ham and Bean Supper, 5 to 7:30, Memorial Auditorium, $5. You can get the tickets. You can get the tickets at the door.
Get the tickets at the door. I do want to say this year, please, ladies and gentlemen, park in the south parking lot. The front parking lot's torn up. Walk along the west part of the west sidewalk to get to the front doors. We apologize for the inconvenience we had
to.
All right.
Ham and Bean Supper, Marine Corps, Hamilton Walter, Marine Corps League, Rick Meredith. Have a great time Saturday night. Thanks so much for being with
me. Thank you, Steve.